Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and Millbank, South Dakota. And on a kind of a strange spring, isn't it, John?
Oh, it doesn't want to stop this winter thing, does it?
Nope.
And looking ahead, it sounds like this weekend we got some more interesting stuff and for the next couple weeks yet. So, I don't know.
Don't put your boots away.
Nope. April's like that in Minnesota, but this is like going to the extreme, I think.
I think so.
It'll come. I know we're getting itchy to start getting stuff out. And, you know, I got my tractors out of the shed, and I'm kind of wishing I would have put them back in now. Because it's interesting.
Yep, that's right. That's why I like to live in Minnesota, all the four seasons.
Yeah.
There's only two seasons, winter and summer.
Right.
That's pretty much it, yeah. But we'll get here. It'll be glorious when it does.
All right. Well, Teresa, what do we got today?
Well, Paul, today we're going to talk about some changes that we're making to Rural Solutions.
Ooh, changes.
Changes,
I like changes.
changes are kind of scary, but they're necessary once in a while. And
So what changes are we talking about, Teresa?
Well, John is going to be focusing a little bit more on farming and on his seed sales. He's got some more opportunities in those areas. And so we're looking at simplifying.
Okay.
And just taking some things off of his plate.
Okay.
Yep. You know, the man can only have so many jobs.
Right, John.
And I'm not getting any younger. So, sometimes the schedule gets pretty hectic. So we're trying to find ways to back me out of the day-to-day and everything. So
we know that once that news is out, people will be wondering what's going on. So we just want to make sure people know what is happening.
Yep, there you go.
So we are going to be transitioning ownership of the Millbank store to Becky Piskowski, Becky Strike.
Okay.
And she is our staff over there, and she just does a great job.
She's very good, yes.
We've been so blessed to be able to work with her, and we'll still have a ongoing relationship with her. And just encourage people to keep bringing their stuff there, because she's awesome.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So that's a big one. We are going to keep the Madison shop open, so no changes there.
Okay.
And we're going to be working with Morris Electronics to make sure that our customers' needs are met while John's farming.
Okay.
Because that's the big
It's thing. Really hard, and it's getting harder for me to shut the planter off in the spring or the combine off when, you know, I get it. There's computer crises that have to be taken care of immediately. But it's a difficulty, you know, during those times. That's why I'm kind of partnering up with Sean Larson and Morris. They've got a good staff. They've got the same values that we do.
Local guys.
You know, local. And I feel good about that that transition. So you can still call our number, and instead of me necessarily being there during the planting and harvest seasons, it'll maybe be somebody else, but they'll have all the same information, and I'm a phone call away, and I can help any way I need to. But just it gives me the ability to stay focused on putting the crop in during that time when I have to really focus on it.
Yeah,
you gotta spend time with farming, right?
I can't get, you know, life would be a lot easier maybe if I would get rid of that addiction I have, but it.
And your addiction is
farming.
Getting my fingernails dirty, and so it's something, and you know, and I'm not getting younger, like I said, and burning the candle both ends is not something I want to do for forever. And
you have grandchildren now,
absolutely.
Yeah, call it a midlife crisis. Maybe I'm just reassessing everything, but I think
we don't want to get busier. We want to tone things down a little bit. So.
I think that's a healthy and good. You know, that's kind of the trend in the United States to simplify.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a hard thing to do. To back off of things, because that's not the American way. You know, you got to get better and more and bigger, and so it wasn't an easy decision.
Yep.
But we really didn't want to close the store in Madison or Millbank, and I'm so glad we get to continue to serve both of those communities.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So.
And I've got a lot of relationships built with a lot of people.
Of our customers, John, was reviewing things. He put the first computer in this one store. or this one place. Yeah. And now they have multiple. Well,
it's a massive network and all the stuff. And, you know, reminiscing, I guess, yeah. And so it's been good and it will continue to be good. And I just think this is the best way going forward to keep maintaining everybody's needs. Because, you know, computers, as we all know, are more vital day to day. I mean, people used to be able to go, well, yeah, I'll you know, tomorrow will be fine. You know, we'll just do something else today. No, now, in a lot of cases, their phones, their everything is down. They might as well close their offices in some cases. And
can't so, take money if you're, you know.
Yeah, or, you know. Right. And so we have to, you know, align ourselves so that we are able to continue immediately helping.
Yeah, just to provide that immediate service and, you know, because that's been our standard all along. Right. And so, you know, if you call the store and John's not available, you know, Jen and I can make sure that you get the help that you need.
Okay. Yeah. So. Same services will be?
Yeah. Okay. You know, most people won't notice a difference.
Right.
Really. Most people won't notice a difference. We're going to still sell our computers that we build. They're awesome. We're going to still provide our hosted services.
We're back up. RSI backup is and everything open. Yep. Yeah, yeah, it's just you the one on the consulting side that are used to seeing me a certain day every week or, you know, every whatever. And a lot of people have my cell phone is what they call instead of the RSI number. That's going to be just seasonally now because when it's farming season, I probably should focus on those things and seed and things
so
like that.
So we're just really grateful to Morse Electronics that they're willing to step in and work with our customers. And
is that a newer business too? Or
No. Morse Electronics has been there for a long time.
Okay. Longer than we have.
We have. Okay. And we've known Sean Larson for a good 20 years or more. So good people over there. And I really like the fact that they're local.
Yep.
And, you know, they're not a big conglomeration that's coming from the cities and
corporate with corporate mentalities and all that stuff, you know, so.
All right. Well, that's a good way, good healthy thing to do, I think, huh?
I could use some healthy.
Yeah.
You're getting me to want to simplify my life now, too. The wheels
it's
are
exciting.
Turning.
It's exciting. It is exciting.
And scary at the same time.
Yep.
You know, because really, for me, work has become my identity in a way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having grandkids has kind of made me realign that, you know, again, approaching 50 is making me also think about those things.
He's going to be 50 this end of summer.
Oh, wow. 50.
I'm so much younger than he is.
I can tell.
Okay, not that much younger.
Yeah, that's exciting. And just to let our listeners know, nothing's really going to change.
Yeah, it really
isn't.
Right. So. But I know there's some rumors. You know, the rumors get started when people I figured, you know, let's just tell it the way it is. And
straight on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have any questions, just give us a call, as always.
And where's that at?
Well, we are right on Main Street in Madison, and you can give us a call at 320-698-4747. And over in Milbank, they are, well, it's still Rural Solutions for now. We'll be transitioning, like I said. And Becky's over there at 605-438-4747.
All right.
But support at ruralsolutions.com is still a great way to get a hold of us for all your questions.
Absolutely.
All right. That's great. And maybe, John, I can jump in the tractor with you when you're planting or something.
I'd love that. Yeah.
And we do a remote from the tractor.
A remote. Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a plan.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.